değerli arkadaşları, eğitim ordusunun mensupları ve sevgili konuklar. 3 gündür süre gelen Sakatlar Konfederasyonu tarafından düzenlenmiş, seçkin bir topluluğa hitap eden konferanslar zincirinin son gününe gelmiş bulunuyoruz. Efendim, ben mi dedim? Çok affedersiniz. Körler Federasyonu tarafından düzenlenen konferanslar zincirinin son gününe gelmiş bulunuyoruz. Yabancı konukların katıldığı, üniversitelerimizin katıldığı, değerli hocalarımızın, Sağlık Bakanlığı'nın katıldığı, Milli Eğitim Bakanlığı'nın mensuplarının katıldığı bu konferanslar zincirinden çok güzel paylar alarak ayrılacağımıza inanıyorum. Bu inançla bugünkü oturumu açıyorum. Konumuz çok özürlü görme engellilerin eğitimi. Bunun yanı sıra ayrıca özürlülerin eğitiminde sivil toplum örgütlerinin önemi, görme özürlüler eğitiminde sivil toplum örgütlerinin beklentileri de var. Ondan sonra konferansla ilgili genel değerlendirme yapılacaktır. İlk konuşmacımız Cafer Barkuş. Amerika Birleşik Devletleri'nde çok özürlü görme engellilerin eğitimiyle ilgili değerlendirmeleri sunacaklar. Bütün konuşmaları bir bir masaya alarak sonradan doğacak zaman kaybını önlemek istiyorum. İkinci konuşmacımız Mr. Eberhard Fuss. Kendilerini de masaya davet ediyorum. Mr. Eberhard Fuss. Sayın Turhan İşli, Sayın İlyas Akdağ da masadaki yerlerini alırlarsa son günün son oturumunu hızlı bir biçimde bitirme imkanımız olacak. Tabii. İlk önce mikrofonu çok değerli arkadaşımız, çok özürlü görme engellilerin eğitiminde bize daima ışık olan, bizimle olan bir kardeşimizi sunuyorum. Cafer Barkuş. Mikrofonu kendilerine veriyorum.
Günaydın efendim. Yine notlarım İngilizce olduğu için İngilizce takdim etmeye çalışacağım. Daha önce Birdal Hanım'a çok teşekkür ediyorum o nazik sözleri için. Now I do the rest in English. I should say that I really sympathize and thank all the interpreting work everybody is doing. It must be a very difficult task to keep up and interpret all these confusing terminologies we've been all throwing around the last few days. I was asked to talk a little about the assessment of children who are multi-impaired. I will try to do that in a general way. The dictionary defines the word assessment as an appraisal or evaluation. In general, assessments are conducted to obtain information which is specific and purposeful. Naturally, one needs to be objective and mindful of that purpose throughout the process, so that the outcome will best fulfill the intent. Objectivity means that the test giver will not allow his or her own biases to get in the way of impartial analysis or interpretation of the facts. As for considering the purpose, it would not be appropriate to survey, for example, the Ankara region for the suitability of growing orange trees, nor would it be helpful to do a market survey for the sale of alcoholic beverages in let's say Saudi Arabia, just would be a waste of time. It has been a topic of great concern for experts in the United States as well as in many other countries that the standardized intelligence tests cannot in fact be standardized to match the cultural, economic, social level and emotional variations of most societies or countries. The test items which might be perfectly common for one group of individuals may be totally outside the experience of another group living within the same community. Let me give a personal example. When I was attending high school in the US, I was administered the Wechsler's Adult Intelligence Test. This test is quite well known and highly respected. I do not know how successful I was, but given the fact that I was not discouraged from applying to fairly good universities, I probably did okay. But what I want to share with you is a few test items which illustrate the point I am trying to make. One of the questions was, what is the first book of the Bible? The second question was, what is Quran? Now, these are very reasonable questions for the young people of Western European ancestry who are living in the United States. For me, it would have been more appropriate if the questions were, what is the Bible and how many tenets are there in Islamic religion, for example. Yet another question was, if you were in a movie theater, in a cinema, and saw that there was a fire starting, what would you do? Again, this is a very good question for a city-dwelling young person with vision. In my case, neither condition was applicable since I was a totally blind person who grew up in a village in Turkey. The challenge of assessing children with multiple impairments is much more complicated than those of cultural, socioeconomic, or even children who have single sensory impairments. What constitutes multiple impairment? Any individual who has two or more impairments in sensory, motoric, cognitive, psychological, neurological areas is considered multi-impaired. The impact of any combination of such impairments on each individual varies in severity depending on the extent of the impairments. Each individual demonstrates a unique way of dealing with his situation. No two persons can be expected to be multiply handicapped or impaired in the same degree. The assessing of children with multiple impairments must be considered in light of the tremendous difficulty we face when we try to understand the limits, potentials, and the true nature of their needs. We must realize that in most cases of assessment, it is we, the educators or the test givers, that can be mistaken in making judgment regarding these children. In many cases, the impact of multiple impairments make it very difficult, virtually impossible, to communicate with these children. If we cannot communicate with them, how can we clearly know where the child's problems exactly lie? If a multi-impaired child is not reacting, let's say, to a colorful rattle, that's chingra for the translators, we shake before in front of them. Is it because he cannot see it? Is it because he cannot hear the noise? Or because his physical difficulty in turning his head or unable to extend his arm towards the object, or many, many, many other reasons. Multi-impaired children nevertheless need to be assessed in order to meet their unique educational needs. Since the needs and potentials of multi-impaired children are unique in each case, standardized tests of assessment would not be helpful. These tests are designed to compare children who are expected to have similar abilities, aptitudes. Even those tests which are standardized just for single sensory impaired children, such as the blind, assume that the subjects do not have any other disabilities. If the standardized test cannot be used, how are the multi-impaired children to be evaluated for appropriate services? There are already many assessment instruments which can be used, which are not standardized, with children who are multi-impaired. I have brought a number of examples of the type of assessment materials which are useful with this population. I step out of text for a minute. I am going to assume it's okay to leave these samples with the Gazi University people, and any teachers or organizations who would like a copy, I'm sure can obtain from them if they contact them. I hope I'm not assuming too much. These samples are not complete, nor are they the only ones or the best ones for use with any child. Many of the items are probably not helpful for your particular students. Ideally, the educators who work with multi-impaired children should develop their own assessment materials after studying these examples and being with the child for some time. In selecting the right type of test instrument, one needs to be certain that it is child-centered. Child-centered means having the child's interest as the goal and his abilities, learning style, and needs as the essential building blocks. The concept of assessment needs to be considered in a much broader sense than as just a list of items that are checked off according to the children's supposed performance at that time. For these children, there are many more sources of information that are very helpful. Here are some of these sources of information which need to be part of the assessment process. Medical records, I'm sure you can imagine why these are important. They're very useful for us to interpret the child's development, his actions, his lack of actions, his limitations, and medical prognosis. Information from family members, including the parents, brothers, sisters, grandparents, and any other relatives and neighbors who are involved with the child in any length of time. Previous school records, if there is any, would give us some ideas about what the child has been working on, what progress the child has made, what observations and comments do the previous teachers and other workers have regarding the child's learning style and any other relevant areas. Information related to the child's sensory impairments. This would be also quite useful in understanding the extent of each child's ability to use each of his senses, as well as planning how to improve his functional skills in a variety of areas. Observation of current teachers and other workers. This is crucial, since it is assumed that one of the purposes of assessment is to help the current teachers and other workers to provide the most appropriate education and training for the child. These workers must be diligent in their objectivity when recording their observations of the child's activities and behaviors. The workers and teachers must also be methodical in keeping track of the child's progress. It is vital that the current workers communicate with each other and with the parents regarding the child's performance. When developing a child-centered assessment, the information obtained from the above sources could be very valuable, since children may perform differently when they are with different people under different circumstances. In order to develop the type of assessment materials which would be best suited for each multi-impaired child, each area of learning needs to be specifically considered. Some of these areas are functional vision, hearing, sensory motor, orientation and mobility, communication and language development, eating skills, personal care, housekeeping, social skills, behavior management, cognitive skills, and the list can go on. Educational assessment of multi-impaired children should be undertaken in order to plan and implement meaningful learning activities for these children. The results of such assessment should indicate the child's current level of functioning in different areas, his current needs in those areas, shed light to his learning styles, and point to his potential. These assessments must be subject to revision as the child progresses and as the specialists become aware of new methods and techniques. We, all of us, have come here to talk about the assessment of multi-impaired children. I imagine we all have made the assumption that these children are receiving education. It is with sadness that I tell you that a great majority of them receive no education at all. I don't just mean in Turkey, I mean throughout the world. The progress made in this area in many countries of Europe and the Americas does not cover the multi-impaired population in the rest of the world. All of us here need to realize that the assessment by itself is nothing more than some mental exercises for us. To give it meaning, it must be part of the greater educational process. Before thinking of assessing these children, we must believe without hesitation that all children, regardless of their impairments, deserve education. Further, We must maintain that education encompasses all the skills a child needs to live a better life than he is able at present. And of course, we must believe with all our hearts that all children can be taught to improve their own lives. Thank you very much.
Sayın Cafer Barkuş'a teşekkür ediyoruz. Kendileri bundan bir süre önce Gazi Üniversitesi'nin büyük olanakları, gayretleriyle yabancı arkadaşlarını da getirerek bizlerle birden fazla özür olan çocuklarla ilgili bir seminer yaptılar. Yararlandık, yararlanmaya çalıştık. Yapabildiğimiz ancak eğitilebilir düzeydeki zihin engellerle görme engellerin aynı okulda ne derece yararlanabileceklerini düşünmek ve sağlamaya çalışmak oldu. Bugün kendilerini dinleyince dünyada da bu konuda gerekli verimin alınmadığını duyunca biraz rahatlamış oldum. Yalnız eğitilebilir düzeydeki çocuklarımız körler okullarımıza okullarımızda görme engellerle bir uyum kurarak eğitimlerini sürdürme gayreti içindeler. Burada öğretmenlerimiz de var. Onlarla da görüştüğümüz zaman bu konuya titizlik gösteriyorlar.